Hey, good morning, everybody. Say.
Good
morning. I believe so. Good morning.
Recording in progress.
If you're on foot with me, like I'm showers, everything.
Okay,
agree
good
with
everybody. Good morning, I believe so. Good morning, Alan. Okay, let's get on page 904. Okay, 904. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I'm sorry I'm so late as always. Really meaningless. My apology.
Okay.
But, Shleish Dvarim Nosan Lohem. Shleish, let's start from the Maimon Chazal of Shleish Dvarim Nosan Moshe Nafshei Alehem. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five lines from the bottom, focusing on the word Zichru Teras Moshe Avdi. Page 904, five lines from the bottom. Shleish Dvarim, three things. Moshe Nosan Moshe Nafshei Alehem Vindikru Al Shemoi. Ve'eluhin Yisrael. He gave up his life for Klal Yisrael. Ve'atoira Ve'hadinim. Okay. He said to Hashem, Mochein, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, willing, Mochein, inam, misifrach, asher, kosofta. When it came to the then Torah and then Dinim, so over here it's only going to explain over here what's relevant to our Sugya, HaTorah, Shenemar, Zichru Torahs Moshe Avdi. Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shemam for 40 days, he did not eat, did not drink, he was Moshe Nefesh to take the Torah down from Shemaim, he went to a very dangerous place. The Malachi Hasharis did not want to give up the Torah. Moshe had to wrestle it from them. And therefore, that's why it's called here Torah. That's why it's called Torah Moshe. So we refer to Moshe as Asher Nos, Asher Nos Amanu Torah Semes. We refer to it as Torah Moshe. Okay, that's not just the Chassam Sefer. You know, the Chassam Sefer is called Torah Moshe. Because the Chassam Sefer's name was Moshe. I think on his Matzeva they wrote Mimoshe v'yad Moshe l'kom k'moshe, referring to the Rambam. The Rambam, they wrote about the Rambam Mimoshe v'yad Moshe l'kom k'moshe. Then they wrote about the Chassam Sofer Mimoshe v'yad Moshe l'kom k'moshe. And then they wrote about the Ramah. Wait, the Ramah came before. The Ramah came before.
Yeah.
The Chassam Sofer. So they wrote about the Ramah Mimoshe v'yad Moshe l'kom k'moshe, and then they wrote about the Chassam Sofer Mimoshe v'yad Moshe l'kom k'moshe, and then they wrote about Avmoshe Feinstein Mimoshe v'yad Moshe l'kom k'moshe. L'havdil elef alfei havdolos, with the greatest number of exponents you can possibly have. I remember my father once joked about George W. Bush. George l'kom k'George. There was no other president with the name of George from the time of George Washington. So when he became president, vice president, we George our George. Okay, so here we have Moshe was Moshe b'halei Torah Selukim Yishnema Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. What do you mean it's Torah Hashem? We say Torah Hashem. This Chazal is very interesting. It's like when you sing on, we've been doing a lot of Simchas Torah stuff lately. You sing on Simcha, this is the name that everyone sings. I mean, when you do the Hakafis, Torah Hashem Tamima, and you say Tamima, you start the whole thing, but then it leads into Moshe Emes v'Torah Emes. So now I'm wondering in my mind if that nigun is based upon this Chazal. V'haloi Torah Elokim hi shenemar Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh Ha mat Torah Moshe Avdi. How then do you understand what it says in the pasuk Torah Moshe? There's another pasuk that's not over here. Torah Moshe Avdi Lefi Shenosa Nafshei Aleha Nikreis Al Shemoi. Because he was Moshe Nefesh, he became his. V'heichan Motzinu Shemosa Nafshei La Torah Shenemar V'yishalim Hashem Arboim Yoim V'yoymer. Moshe was in Shemayim for 40 days, 40 nights. V'eshe Bohar Arboim Yoim V'arboim Loilo, another 40 days to ask Hashem Mechila. After Moshe got Mechila for the Egel, Moshe went back to Shemayim for another 40 days to receive the Luchos Shniyos. Hal Lefi Shenosa Nafshei La Torah Nikreis Al Shemo. Okay, so I believe we've uncovered over here a very nice zvar for Simchas Torah. On Simchas Torah, that nigun, they say this is the minik klal yisrael. Minik klal yisrael is when they begin the hakafa, they honor Hashem Moshirna, Hashem Aslichana, and each hakafa has its unique expressions. And then they say they say this pasuk. Do they always say this pasuk? I forget how it goes.
Which one?
Torah Hashem Tamima. Tamima.
It's in one of the
Akafas. Only one Akafa. Only one. The other ones they say, another word, right?
Yep, so it came from that.
All right, so it only says this once.
Mm-hmm.
Not every single one, okay. So at least that one time when you say this pasuk Tamima, when you do say Tamima, you mamish Torah Hashem Tamima, and then you lead into Moshe Emes V'Torasai Emes V'Torasai. So that is mamish, at least in that one time, from the seven Akafas, from that one time at least, you mamish living out this Man Chazal. This Man Chazal notes the contradiction that in one place it's called the Torah Hashem, that it's not our Torah, it's Hashem's Torah. Torah Hashem. And then, yet we call it Zichru Torah Moshe. So what is it? Is it Torah Hashem or is it Torah Moshe? And the answer is, well, originally it was Torah Hashem. But after a person is Moshe, because Moshe was Moshe Nefesh, it became his Torah. It's Nikres Al Shemoi. On a microscopic level, we do the same thing every time we get an aliyah. When you get an aliyah, first you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinim Menachem Hashem, Bochar, Bonim Yikol Ho'amim, V'nosan Lanu Es Toy Rosoi. It's Hashem's Torah. And then we read what it says in the Torah, and then we conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem, L'kinim Menachem Hashem, Nosan Lanu Taras Emes, V'chayi Olam Notav B'Sechein. So here we no longer call it Toy Rosoi. Asher nosan lonu, it's ours, Torah Emes. So what happened? Why the bracha Rishayna is it Asher bracha when we call him the nosan lonu as Torah soy? And then the bracha acharayna, it's no longer called Torah soy, it's just called Torah. The answer is, after a person has been introduced, they have read the Baal Kriya, has read the words of the Torah, the person has become connected, then it becomes his. It becomes his Torah. But this
it becomes his.
So right, it becomes his, exactly. But this Maim Chazal is telling us that in order for it to become a person for real, there's a need of Mesiras Nefesh. When a person is willing to give up part of his life for the Torah, it doesn't mean to give up your life mamish, but to give up of the good things, to make decisions in life that are difficult in order to connect yourself to Torah. That is what it's how the Torah becomes Nikres Al Shemoi. Okay, next Maimar Chazal. It says here, Apech your nose kimigdal halavanon tsoife pene dam mosek. Pasuk in Shir Hashirim, describing the beauty of the Kala, referring to Klal Yisrael, your nose is like a tower of the Levanon. Okay, this reference of a beautiful description, Tsoife, that faces the Pnei Damosek, this location of Damosek, Damascus. Im Asisim Es HaTorah, so what does this pasuk mean? If a person is Mekayim the Torah, Kavu Le'eliyohu, then a person should yearn. A person is mekayim, yearn for the coming of Mashiach Eliyahu. Shamarti loy. Hashem says, I said to him, we turn the page to the next page of the Maamar Mori Chazal. So a little few Maamar Chazal here. We have to go very quick to get them all in. Leich shuv ledarkecha midbara damosek. The word damosek in this pasuk is a code word for Eliyahu Hanavi. Because Hashem told Eliyahu Hanavi, you shall go, shuv ledarkecha, go back where you came from. I don't know the exact details of the story there, what it's referring to, but one of the events of Eliyahu Hanavi, there are four major events with Eliyahu Hanavi, and one of those four events, Hashem told Eliyahu Hanavi, go back where you came from, return, go back on your derech, to the midbar, of Damosek, that's where you came from. So this Chazal is making a gzera shava, it's a drush. The word Damosek in this pasuk is associated with the location of Eliyahu Hanavi. And pasuk in Shir Hashirim says that a person is beautiful. He's kemigdal halavanon, like the tower of Lebanon, of Lebanon, referring to the beautiful cedars, the beautiful forest, the beautiful tsura of power in Lebanon. Mr. Rappaport, welcome. We're not yet doing Tehillim. We have one more day to get there. Mr. Rappaport has just joined us virtually.
For the see him.
What?
For the see him.
You see him for the Simon.
Virtual see him or...
Okay, so we have over here this pasuk over here. We're going to make a gzeira shava. That this pasuk over here says that the person is beautiful. He's beautiful and he's gazing towards. He's being tsoifeh. He is anticipating. He is gazing towards Damasek. What is Damasek? Damasek is the location where Eliyahu Hanavi is located. It's very interesting. If you take this Chazal and you go back to Chumash, what does it say about Eliezer? Ash Avraham complained to Hashem, Matitin li v'anochi holi chariri uven mesek beisi hu damesek Eliezer. Am I saying correctly? Dameshek with the Shin? Hu damesek with the Sudamesek Eliezer. So she complained, what do I have from you? I have nothing. All I have is Eliezer. And what is he? He is Dameshek. I think you're right. Damesek Eliezer. Why does it say the word Damesek? Eliezer from Damascus? Mm-hmm. Is that what is it telling us? So I guess so. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like a last name. It used to be people didn't have last names. You would refer to a person by where they come from. I always tell you this story. I once went somewhere far away, and the person said to me, "He, what's your name?" And he kept on calling me this. He referred to me the Flatbusher. I come from Flatbush. It's like he's living in a time warp from 100 years ago. You call everyone by the city where you come. You're a mirror. You come from mirror.
Still do it now. Safta,
yeah.
Domesticated animal. Domesticated, which is
domesticated. It means you're well behaved.
Even maybe because he's in the home.
Okay, that's a new word, domesticated. Okay, that's a domestic servant. Okay, that's a new, that's a new term. Maybe it comes from this. Maybe there's some relationship. Probably is.
Some do explain that.
Yeah, that it comes from this. But it means you're civil. It means you're well behaved. You're a good person. Okay, but it's interesting. You call a person from where they come. That's an ancient. That's how it used to be. Instead of calling a person by their last, today we have last names. But before there were last names, you would refer to a person by the city where they came from.
Well, and that's just one source, but it's one of them.
But in that case, so today, you know, you have a big city of a million people. It's not going to help you very much when everyone comes from the same city. So it doesn't work well for us today. But Eliezer is from Damascus. But if we take what it says over here, and what it says over here in this Chazal, and we connect it, if we take the liberty to go that far, then Avraham is saying that Hashem, what do I have? I have nothing. The only thing I can hope for is Mashiach, Eliyahu Hanavi, the end of days. Hu Damesek Eliezer. I have Uven Beisi Yoresh Oisi. Who's the Ben Beisi? That will Yoresh Oisi. I'm just thinking aloud with you. Avraham Avinu is saying that between now and the ultimate redemption, there's nothing. If we do suggest, like it says in this Chazal, the word Damesek is a code word for Eliyahu Hanavi, Avraham Avinu is saying is that if there's nothing, Hashem, it's your world. You're going to bring Mashiach at some point in time. But right now, there's nothing. Gesundheit, there's no connection. This Chazal is making such a drasha. Apech kimigdal halavonon, which means a person is doing Hashem's will. He's beautiful. His nostrils are like the tower of Livonon. I'm assuming that the Chazal over here are somehow darshing that a person is doing the Torah. Why is the apech kimigdal halavanon a code word for doing the Torah? I guess he's achieving the purpose of creation of man. Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim. Then soife pnei damosek. Look and anticipate for damosek. Damosek means for Mashiach, because Eliyahu Hanavi is located in Damascus, like it says in the pasuk. Lechshu l'darkucha midbara damosek v'oimer. And what's the other pasuk? Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. Our pasuk, that's why it brings down. If a person will remember, will be zoicher, will remember the Torah of Moshe Rabbein, he will study the Torah, then he will merit. What will he merit? He will merit Okay, next. Moshe v'Aaron nichtav al yadam sefer Torah. Through Moshe and Aaron and Numa Mechazal, it was written the Sefer Torah by Moshe who Oimer Zichru Torah Moshe Avdi. But Aaron who Oimer Toras Emes Choisa Befi. So this is a very beautiful Chazal. Never really paid attention to this, and that is Aaron also the Sefer. The Torah is also called on Aaron because it says Toras Emes Haisa Bifihu, referring to Aaron, it says this pasuk. Toiras emes haisa bifihu va'avlo l'nimsa b'sfasav, referring to Aaron, that the Toiras emes was on his mouth. So we say Moshe emes v'toirasa emes. It's not only Moshe. It's Aaron as well that had Toiras emes. Zichud, in fact, it only says the word Toiras emes by Aaron. It doesn't say anywhere the word Toiras emes by Moshe. That's a Gemara. That's only a Gemara where it says by Korach Moshe. I don't think there's a pasuk that says the word Moshe's Toiras Emes. It says Zichru Toiras Moshe, the Toiras Moshe. Aaron, it says Toiras Emes Hoisa Bifihu. So it's really fascinating. Moshe the Aaron Shkulim Him. Chazal say Moshe and we're equal. Sometimes it says Moshe's name first, sometimes it says Aaron's name first. To teach you their shkulin, they're equal. What does it mean they're equal? Partially, really they're equal. How can you say they're equal? Hashem spoke to Moshe numerous times. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemar. We don't find Hashem speaking to Aaron maybe once or twice. Shesuya yayin. You're going to say that Moshe and Aaron are shkulin? How could you say that? So that obviously doesn't mean they're equal. It means each one
they're
identical. It doesn't mean they're identical. Each one had a unique role. And you cannot separate one from the other. Aaron, as you see here, was Toras Emes Hoisu Befihu. His koyach was Oyev Shalom V'roidev Shalom. His koyach was is Ben Adam Lachaveroi, was his primary role. Moshe, his primary role was Ben Adam Lamokim. Moshe went to Shemayim 40 days, 120 days, did not eat, did not drink. Moshe brought the Torah down min HaShemayim. Moshe's Ika Koyach was Ben Adam Lamokim. Aaron's Koyach was Ben Adam Lachaveiro. You cannot separate Adam Lamokim, Adam Lachaveiro. HaKol Kol Yaakov. What's the Kol Kol Yaakov? So this week's parasha, so Pashim Shad is, was Raj, the Kol Kol Yaakov is the Kol of Torah and the Kol of Tefillah. There's also other ideas about there's a coil of davening tefillah, and there's the coil of how you converse with your chaverim. This adam lachaveroi and adam lamakom. These two things cannot be separated from one another. The center of the Torah. This is the part which a lot of people do not like this part, but I'll tell it to you anyway, and never hold me back. Right? Is that what is the center of the Torah? Vav de Gochain. Why do Chazal say Vav de Gochain is the center of the Torah? What is Gochain? Al Gechoincha Telech. Gechoincha is a code word for horizontal. Hashem said to the Nachash, you're cursed. No longer will you stand erect. You're now going to stand. You're now going to be flat on the ground. What is a Vav? Vav is a hook. Vav is always straight. Vav Echo Amudim. The Vav is always straight. The Pnimius of the Torah is the intersection of horizontal and vertical. Gochoin al gochoin chaselech is horizontal. The vav is vertical. Vav de gochoin, the intersection of the horizontal and the vertical, which is where Adam ben Adam lachaveroi interacts with Adam lamochim. The vertical is Adam lamochim. Horizontal is where Adam lachaveroi. The penimis of the Torah, the center, which represents the merkaz, the most potent, is Torah is both. Hashem gives us mitzvahs bin Adam lachavera, gives us mitzvahs bin Adam lamakam. As someone here mentioned yesterday, or 2 days ago, the Luchos Habris, the Luchos, why there are two tablets. The first tablet, the first of the five is primarily bin Adam lamakam. Kibravoim is a chelik of Adam Lamokoim, and the other five is Ben Adam Lachaveroi. They're two completely separate tablets, but the Luchos Hatzemudim, they are joined together. They're connected. They're synthesized. Gochoin is horizontal. Horizontal is this earth. Adam Lachaveroi. Vav is Adam Lamokoim. When they interconnect, that's the penimius of the Torah, and to a certain degree, that's the role of Moshe and Aaron. Moshe went to Shemayim to bring down the Torah. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemar. Hashem spoke to Moshe between the Kruvim. Aaron was Oyev Shalom v'Roydev Shalom. And these two people, they're a team. Moshe v'Aaron Shkulam. And here you see it again. Moshe, it's called Zichru Toiras Moshe. Aaron, it's Toiras Emes Hoysa B'Fiyu. Both of them are, the Torah is called on their name. Because these two are inseparable. The role that these two play together completes the picture, the shleimus of Klal Yisrael. Good morning, Rav Mintz, Rav Mordechai Mintz, Shalom Aleichem. Okay, let's go further over here in this Maamar Chazal. Where I lost the place over here. Here it is. Teres B'fi, fine. We're now up to page 906. Page 906 on the bottom, Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dal in the Likutei Shas. It's the second wide line in the very bottom. Hinei Anochi Yishlech Lachem Eisel Yonah Vilefnei Bar Yom Hashem Amar Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi Amar Rabbi Shub Ben Levi Mishub HaKapor Kol HaMakayim Sholosh Sudosh B'Shabbos Nitzol Mesholosh Puronios Person is Makayim the three Sudos. He's Nitzol from the Sholosh Puronios that are destined to come to this world. Number one is going to be Mechevel Shol Mashiach. The Chevloi Shol Mashiach, that's number one. Umidino Shel Gehenem. That's in the next world. Umimilchemes goig umagoig. Okay, three different things which we really don't know what they're all about.
Yeah, especially how do you distinguish between Chevel Mashiach and Milchemes goig umagoig, one would think.
Exactly. That's all part of the big mystery. You hit the nail on the head. That's all one big thing. These are three separate elements. The Chevloi Shel Mashiach, the Medina Shel Gehenim, and Umilchemes Goyg Umagog. What is it, Umilchemes Goyg Umagog? Isn't that a chilg of Mechevel Shal Mashiach? I don't know the answer. Mamish, no idea. Mechevel Shal Mashiach, how do you know that? Kesif Hacha says of a Yoim. Hinei Anochi Yishlechem Eis Elyon Avilif Nebo Yoim Hashem. Uchsif Hasa, it says the word Yoim, which Yoim is referring to? Which Yoim are we referring to? It's a post that it's quoting over here. Now, the passage is referring to is Shabbos, the month. It says, Ichluhu Hayoim, Ki Shabbos Hayoim, Hayoim Loi Simtsuhu Basodeh. It says the word Yoim three times in the parasha of the month. So one Yoim is, that means that on Shabbos, you need the month, you can have a Su'uda. You're going to have a Su'udah on Shabbos. One Yoim is going to help you against the Chevloi Shel Mashiach, which is rooted in Eliyahu Hanavi. So what do we take out of this Maamar Chazal? That this pasuk, according to Chazal, Hinei Anochi Shelchem Eis Eliyahu Lefnei Bo Yoim Hashem, this is the Chevloi Shel Mashiach. This pasuk is not referring to Milchemes Goyg U'Magoyg. It's not referring to Gehenim. There's going to be, there can be Gehenim in this world also. It says, you know, before, what does it mean, Gehenim? Gehinom is a place in Eretz Yisrael. It is a location of what does it mean exactly? So we think that Gehenim is only in the next world. There's plenty of Gehenim in this world as well. Is there going to be a tekufa of Gehenim in this world before the coming of Mashiach? Is that what Chazal mean? Just like it says, it's going to be Mochemes Gog Magog, and it's going to be Chevle Shel Moshiach, which certainly refers to what takes place in this world. So when it says, Dedina Shel Gehenim, whoever said that means the Gehenim that goes in the next world. That's a separate type of thing. Torah is always about this world. Torah doesn't like to talk about the other world. The other world, you have to have Emuna. This is there. Obviously, there's full Mamar Chazal. When Chazal speak, they talk about this world. I feel that it's fair to argue that there is a, when this Chazal says there are three tekufas, there is a tekufa before Mashiach called Gehenim, here in this world. There's a Zman of Gehenim, which is not the same as Chevle Shel Mashiach, and not the same of Milchemes Goyg U'Magoyg. They're different. Different tekufas. We all can relate certain tekufas in our own life. You go through a tekufa, you say it was Gehenim. It was Gehenim. You don't say it was a milchama. There was a war going on. You don't say there were birth pangs. It was chevle leida. Okay, each one has its own flavor. It's only chevle leida. You know, at the end of the chevle leida, you say mazel tov. There's good news on the way after the chevle leida. You go through a hardship. You see. The light at the end of the tunnel when you talk about chevle leida. When you talk about milchama, you know you're busy. you're busy strategizing. You're busy, you know, getting your adrenaline worked up. People, it's not for nothing that the entertainment industry, they spend billions of dollars on depicting war. And the people in the battles of the war, they're all charged, they're all worked up, they're all very busy. They wouldn't say it's Gehenna when they're succeeding and they're planning and strategizing and successful. They don't call it's a very tense situation, obviously. It's a Mulchama. Mulchama is a horrific experience, but at least there's a plan. And then there's just Stam Gehenna, when there's nothing you can do. Rachman Elitzlan, there are situations a person's in, there's no light at the end of the tunnel, and there's nothing, a Mulchama, you know, you fight, at least you can fight. Menachem Zemba told everyone in the Warsaw Ghetto, go fight. He asked them, they said, go fight. Don't just sit around, you should engage in an activity. Gehenna is just sitting around and just waiting for them to kill you, or suffering and starving. That's in this world as well. Someone who eats the three seudos, he's nitzel from these three elements. Which suda would you match to which one? It's not so simple. What would you match? The first, the suda of Leil Shabbos. Would you match that? What would you match that to? You would match that to Chevle Shel Mashiach. I don't know. How would you match up these three sudas? You have to think which one corresponds to which.
Shel Shul is probably used to Hanum.
Interesting. Okay, and the first Suda Friday night, you have Chevle Shel Mashiach and you have Mochemes Kol Gemagel. So it's probably, you say it's a Chevle Shel Mashiach. Then by daytime,
you're supposed to enjoy all these meals. Yeah, you can.
It's war. Life is always a battle. Everything in life is about. You go to Shul Shabbos morning, you're a gabbai. It's a battle. Who gets the Aliyah? Who doesn't get the Aliyah? Okay, I hear. Yeah. You're supposed to enjoy these things, right? So, the enjoyment of these things is going to counteract the potential of the. Yeah, I don't know. You're right. These are elements of joy which are going to spare us from these things. All right, whatever should be good. Next, boy, let's go to the next man Chazal. Here we go. Three lines from the bottom. Boy, Rabbi Chananya, yesh techumen lemala me'asara, ein techumen lemala me'asara. Is there a techumen if you have a hovercraft? Okay, it's not a joke. Today they already have. Today you have all these gadgets, all these things. So you have, you know, doesn't have driverless cars, so there'll be driverless drones that will just pick you up and take you. So let's say you hear the Gevaldige Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. It's not a joke. Think about this. There's a Gevaldige Shabbos HaGadol Drasha in the other town. It's outside the techum. So you have a drone. You have a drone. Amazon will send the drone. Driverless drone will come pluck you by your coattails and take you to, you know, you're in Tom's River and you want to go to whatever, to Lakewood, or you want to go to what's the other place called,
Jackson
or Brick. You want to go somewhere, so you have a driverless drone will take you on your coattails. Is there, are you in violation of Tchum Shabbos if you go Lamala Me'asara? Everything is, you know, we're living in a very strange world. Who knows what can be tomorrow? Who knows? Like, you know, all the Shilas have to be rewritten now. Now they have electric cars. I told you, it's very fascinating. They have now, it's not so uncommon to have an electric car. The price is not everyone, they do not have a Tesla. They have knockoffs that are not all that expensive, not any less expensive than a regular car. And they're 100% electric, which means l'chayre there's no chil Shabbos. L'chayre, if you turn on, you drive an electric car. I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming if a person drives on Shabbos an electric car, he's not being mechal Shabbos d'oraisa. We pass an electric, the electricity, an electric appliance is only an iser d'rabbanan, unless you're using the electric to make a light, to make something red hot. I don't know if there's any glow of aura, fire in an electric car. I don't know. All the lights are LED. So it used to be when you have a gas engine, you put your pedal, you turn on the ignition, that's the iser de oiraisa of esh. There's nothing to discuss. There's combustion. There's nothing to talk about. You turn on the engine of a car, every time you press your foot on the pedal, you're doing a melocha de oiraisa of esh, of havara. So are you allowed to go drive a car on Shabbos? Of course not. Chil Shabbos Daraisa. Let's say a person has to go take their wife to the hospital. So it's chil shab for him to go drive the car. He's been mechal shabbos for hesia. Would it be better to get a taxi car service? Absolutely, because then you're not doing the deraisa. He's doing the goy is doing the deraisa. But let's say now you have an electric car. An electric car is I don't know if I'm saying this correct. Let's say it's only in Isser Dirabanan. There is no combustion. There is no combustion. It's not the same technology. So then it changes all the halachas of what exactly you should do. Like even I'll give you an afkamin when you call Uber. If you notice on Uber, you have an option of only calling an electric car. They have an option there to be go green. You want to be very good to the environment. You don't want any carbon emissions, so you have an option of only having a driver who is driving an electric car come pick you up. So if your person's wife is giving birth on Shabbos, l'cha'ira, he should call on his smartphone only an electric car. Because that way it's a shavus to shavus. You're asking a guy to do a mulacha for you, and the mulacha the guy is doing is a mulacha d'rabanan. If you call a car, that the car is a gas-powered car, then that's a malacha deraisa. So you're telling a guy, amiru la'akum, to do a malacha deraisa. But an electric car is shvus to shvus. You minimize the chil Shabbos. It's not a good thing to come into this world with chil Shabbos. It's not a good thing. Chil Shabbos, the Gemara talks about, Gemara mentions that a person that's born on Shabbos, if he's a tzaddik, he'll die on Shabbos. That's not a good thing, because whenever a person is born and dies, there's accompanied by chil Shabbos. And that's not a good, you don't want it on your record that I was instrumental in chil Shabbos. We say in the Haftarah on the Tainis Sester, Hasori Sim, Asher Yishmeru Es Shabsoi Sai. What does it mean, a soris? So I don't know how to say it in English. Enoch?
A eunuch,
a person who cannot have children, who guard my Shabbos. What in the world does that mean? The sorry sim asher tishmu or yishmu is a yuderatov. Asher yishmu is Shabbos. So what does that mean? A sonu.
Gender fluid.
What?
What
does that mean? A person can be guard my Shabbos or chazal. That's a shocking thing. That in ancient times, it wasn't like today, people were much healthier, that it was 99% on accurate. When a woman gives birth, a woman conceives exactly 272 days later, she will give birth. Without a question. That's the way it is, clockwork. The body, the human beings were much healthier, and a person can literally predict that if his wife will conceive today, she will give birth on this day. So the men would make a calculation if they will be instrumental in causing their wives to conceive on this night, the baby will be born on Shabbos, and that means there's going to be chil Shabbos. The baby will be born on Shabbos, and it will be a Shabbos bris. So what did they do? They were pirish. They did not. They were pirish from their wives. Every time a person was with his wife, it was with a calculation that this should not lead in 272 days that it should be Shabbos. Isn't that a shocking thing?
Was that right?
What?
That
so right? The pasuk praises them. It seems. So you're asking a question that's not that there's a mitzvah deraisa of priya revia.
Yeah.
It's not your business to make these calculations. I don't know the answer. It said so. Maybe we're discussing a case where a person already was mekayim the mitzvah. He already had a boy and a girl.
You don't hold the keys as the mitzvah.
Or to Leida. No, but you go so you go al derech hatev. But in echanam you don't have the keys. You don't know what's going to be. But al derech hateva, there's a certain expectation. That's what it says in Chazal. It says the reason why they call the sorisim is because they were poyresh from their wives, so that they should not be mechalel Shabbos. Unbelievable. Because the sensitivity to Kedusha Shabbos is so great. Today we joke about this. Who cares? The baby comes out on Shabbos. It's Shabbos. I mean, what's the difference? The Shabbos bris, Shabbos bris. It's not even on our radar such a thing today. Today, if a woman has to go, okay, so Shabbos, there is no Shabbos. Chutra. We don't even think about this. But there are people that are very sensitive to this. Kedusha Shabbos. And it makes a difference. Person is born on Shabbos, baby is being born on Shabbos. You don't want that this baby should be a cause of Chil Shabbos, so you call a guy to take you to the hospital. So now today Hashem created something called Uber, and Uber has an option of an electric car. So you go call an Uber to take you to the hospital.
The Uber for the Uber?
It's a Nira La'akum, and the car itself is an electric car, which is not a Melacha Deraisa. That minimizes the Chil Shabbos. To us, we laugh at this. You say to someone, just laugh their head off at you. But you know, it's not a joke, because look what it says in the Pasuk, the Sari Sim Asher Yishm Reshav Sesai. There is something to it. Okay, going further, page 906. 906. Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet.
There's a man in Chazal that, Amir Chachom Meleil Shabbos to Leil Shabbos. I mean, it's after.
But no, that's on Shabbos. But yeah, that doesn't mean the baby's going to be born on Shabbos. You have to calculate what
aren't you saying that it's only born on Shabbos if the conception was on Shabbos?
No. It's not on Shabbos. Not born on Shabbos. It's the calculation of 9 months. No, it doesn't come out to be on the same day of the week. It comes out, I don't know what the calculation is. It's probably easy calculation.
But
it's
270. How many days was it?
I think it's 272.
Is it a multiple of seven?
You have to make all the calculations. This today, by us, is bizarre as can possibly be, but it's not a joke. Okay, let's go further over here. We have here. We did already. Sorry, from the bottom. Boy, Rabbi Chen, it's the middle of it. Yesh tchum l'malam yasara, or yin tchum l'malam yasara. Toshma, hareni nozir, b'yom shabo, ben David bo. I want to be a nozir on the day when David, the ben David, milcham shich will come. Motor lishtos yayin b'shabbos is if you haven't even enough to worry about it. You also lishtos yayin kol yimay sachol. Why? Because Mashiach may come any day of the week, but Mashiach will certainly not come on Shabbos because it'll be involved chil Shabbos. Iyamarta b'shlam yeish tchumen haynu dibshabbos is if you haven't even motor. That's why the nazir. A nazir, a person wants to be a nazir, then David will ba. And they're not going to drink wine. So therefore, on Shabbos, there's no way that Melech HaMashiach will come on Shabbos because Melech HaMashiach is going to come from Shemayim. And Shemayim is the Malam Yud, Yesh Tuchumin. Shebavadai lo yavayt she Yesh Yesh Tuchumin. Elo yamarta ain't Tuchumin l'maylo miyasara. So why then is he allowed? B'Shabbosois. I'll turn to the next last page. We haven't told him Amai Mutter. The Gemara says, Shani Chasim de Amakura, Hidei Nech HaShem Lechem Eisel Yohanavi, V'hol loy aso el Yohu Mei Esmo. So the answer is, the reason why So the reason if indeed you do hold that there is ain tuchumin l'mayla me'asara, so that means David Hamelch Mashiach can come even on Shabbos because traveling in Shemayim is not an issue. Traveling is not an issue whatsoever. So therefore he can come. So therefore, why then is he allowed to drink yayin on Shabbos? The answer is because if it's Friday. And Eliyahu HaNavi has not come, the Mashiach is for sure not coming tomorrow. According to this Chazal, it is impossible for Ben David to come unless Eliyahu HaNavi comes the day before. And this, we discussed this many times, is the problem with all the false messiahs. Is how can anyone declare themselves to be the Melech HaMashiach? For every Melech HaMashiach, there is a surprised mother-in-law. What I mean is, for every Melech HaMashiach, there is an Eliyahu HaNavi that comes before. So where is the Eliyahu HaNavi? How can you say the Shabbosai Tzvi is the Melech HaMashiach? Excuse me, where is Eliyahu HaNavi? Hine Anochi Shalachem Eis Eliyahu HaNavi Lifnei B'Yoyim HaShem. It's the Farish Gemara. That if Shabbos, I want to be a Nazir on the day that Mashiach will come, and we hold ain tuchumin l'mayla mi'asara, Mashiach can come on Shabbos, so you should be allowed, you should not be allowed to drink yayin Friday, Shabbos. No, it's mutter, because if it's today Shabbos, and Eliyahu HaNavi has not come yesterday, that means today it's impossible for Mashiach to come, because Eliyahu HaNavi must proceed to Mashiach. If that's the case of today, I should be able to drink wine, because today Mashiach for sure is not coming, because yesterday there's no Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi did not come yesterday. The Holy Yosel Yom Yesmo. The Gemara says you're right. Gemara says, what is the answer? Amrinan, lebezdin hagadol asah, hachinami lema lebezdin hagadol asah. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha. That really, today, that it can very well be that Eliyahu Hanavi has already come yesterday. He didn't come to me, he came to the Bezdin HaGadol. Who is the Bezdin HaGadol, by the way? I don't know. But somewhere in this world, there must be a Bezdin HaGadol, and Eliyahu Hanavi came to them. Oh, if that's the case, so therefore you could say the same exact thing, then maybe on Friday, Eliyahu Hanavi came to the Bezdin HaGadol, and thus the Mashiach can come on Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, that's not a kasha. Kvar muftachlam lishol she'en eliyo bo loy ba'arve shabos loy ba'arve yom tov b'mnei ha'tarach. So the Gemara says, you're right. You're right. It can very well be that yesterday Mashiach can come today. Because yesterday Eliyo Hanav may have already come to the Bezdin HaGadol. So why then is Friday Shabbos any different? Maybe Eliyo Hanav came to the Bezdin HaGadol on Friday. The answer is Eliyahu Hanavi does not come on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov. Eliyahu Hanavi will not come Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Could you imagine all those people that are in the mikvah and they hear Eliyahu Hanavi is here? It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good. There's going to be a delay. So he's not coming on Erev Shabbos. You don't have to worry. Take your time. Shemanichim tzorche Shabbos v'holchim l'kava part of the not going to abandon the tzorche Shabbos. So we take out of this Gemara a hundred different yisoides. So first, I want to tell you a chiddush. When you learn in yeshiva that ein tuchum l'mayla me'asar, what does that mean? So the average person will tell you ein tuchum l'mayla me'asar means vertically that if you want to go from here to Lakewood, so you can't go. You have to go past the tuchum. I'm assuming there's a tchum, some going from here to Lakewood. I guess somewhere along the line you're going to be out of the city limits. Maybe not, but Mustafa, you are somewhere at some point in time outside the tchum. So if you go above L'mayla Miyud on your hovercraft, then there's no problem. So we assume that the tchum refers to horizontal difference. So my question to you is, who says that's what it means? Maybe in addition to horizontal distance, there is vertical distance. In other words, if you go up, straight up, I'll give you a crazy science fiction mashal. Chabad announces they've opened up a Chabad house on the moon. Okay? There's a Chabad house on the moon. Or on Mars, and the moon is right directly or straight up. And I have a craft to go there. Are you allowed to travel in that craft to the moon? Or let's say you have a space station. Okay, you have something hovering in the sky. I'll give you a better example. You want to go on a balloon on Shabbos. One of those
hot air balloons,
and it's not going anywhere. They have it tied down somehow. It's only going to go straight up. Are you allowed to go? Are you allowed to go on a hot air balloon where it's going to go up straight more than 2,000 amos? Not all that much. 2,000 amos, 4,000 feet in the sky. Not all that much, 4,000. The plane travels easily 35,000 miles. You go on a transatlantic flight. You're going 35,000 feet in the sky. So an air balloon, I don't know exactly, but let's say something which goes up and floats in the sky, 4,000 feet in the sky. Are you allowed to go into a vehicle on Shabbos and travel upwards? Is that, and if you hold of the halacha, yesh, of the halacha, of yesh techumen lemala me'asar, chakira. According to the opinion that says, yesh, Tichumin l'mala me'asara. There is a tchum above 10. Does that mean only horizontally? Horizontally? From here to Borough Park, to Lakewood? Or does it mean so you go up and then you're going to travel horizontally? That is what it means. Ein, we'll say yesh tchumin. We'll say yesh tchumin. There is a tchum. But to go straight, no problem. You're going straight up. That's not called distance. Or maybe when the Gemara says this concept, machloikis of yesh techumen, ein techumen, it means vertical distance. Vertical distance is also included in this issue. Because that's when you get to Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi, where is he? Where is Eliyahu? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come. Where is he? Who's he going to come to? Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come, or let's say Melech ben David, Melech HaMashiach. The Gemara is saying he's going to travel. Where is he traveling from? All these old mysteries. He's located somewhere in the world, he's hiding somewhere, and he's going to travel across the entire world to let everyone know, or he's coming from Shemayim. Moshe went up to Shemayim. Moshe didn't go and travel to another country. Moshe went up the mountain to Shemayim, straight up. What about Tichumen? Well, Moshe went before Shabbos. He didn't go on Shabbos. Unless you, whatever that, Moshe was there. But let's say, is that what it means, Tichumen L'malo Me'asara, vertical? Or is Tichumen L'malo Me'asara, the sugya, it means horizontal distance, traveling in the air? Okay, so you can be Dorish V'choyker, this idea. The other Yisoid, the other idea that we mentioned over here is, there's a difference between Eliyahu HaNavi and Melech HaMashiach. Eliyahu HaNavi will not come Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, but Melech HaMashiach will. And that itself comes to give us a very big fundamental difference between the two. Eliyahu HaNavi has a certain limitation. The Melech HaMashiach does not. That's what the Gemara says. The only one that will not come on Friday is Eliyahu HaNavi, because people are busy. People are busy. And he does not want to interfere with your daily life. Melech HaMashiach can come. No, if Eliyahu HaNavi has come on Thursday, then the Melech HaMashiach can come on Friday. No problem. If Eliyahu HaNavi came on Friday, the Melech HaMashiach can come on Shabbos. Doesn't matter. Just go back to the Thursday. That speaks volumes. Is that Eliyahu HaNavi is a person who is sensitive to the activities of man. Adam is now busy preparing for Shabbos. I'm busy, and Eliyahu HaNavi is here. I'm sorry, Eliyahu HaNavi, with all of your greatness and your prophecy, and when you're preparing us, we're busy now. We're busy. Okay, Melech HaMashiach, I don't care you're busy. I'm here. Pay attention. I have to speak to you. That creates a whole new. That's a very big, major difference in who they are and what they're trying to achieve. And the other thing which is critical, and that is that no one is coming to disagree with this principle that Eliyahu HaNavi must come before the Melech HaMashiach. And the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi will come to the Beis Din HaGadol. Now go into the modern world. Today we don't have a Beis Din HaGadol. What Beis Din HaGadol? So what does it mean, a Beis Din? So does that mean we say we want Mashiach now? We want Mashiach now. Okay, so before Mashiach comes, we have to first anticipate we want Eliyahu HaNavi now. But Eliyahu HaNavi has to come to somebody. Who is he coming to? To the Beis Din HaGadol. Well, we have to now make a Beis Din HaGadol. There has to be somewhere in this world a Beis Din HaGadol in order that Eliyahu HaNavi can come to them. So then we go to the steps, the sequence. So we're really lost in all of these different events.
Why? He could come and designate a Beis Din HaGadol.
So he will come to create a Beis Din HaGadol. That's not what it says. He will come to
Beis Din HaGadol.
Okay, these open up all new details of the coming of Mashiach, which many of us don't think about. Okay, I think we really people say, oh, the world is such so much chaos. Mashiach shall come. What does that mean exactly? Mashiach will come. And then what? How does all of this work? It's really very frightening.
Can that Beis Din HaGadol and straighten out the world?
It's very disturbing what all of this means. It should come. Halavai, it should come. I mean, one of the animamins v'yishah Mashiach. V'yav b'yishah yisma mea im kol zachak eloi b'chol yoim sheyovo. Every day that it should come. Let's go further. Next, Maim Chazal. The next Maim Chazal is Omar Rabbi Shua. Mekuvlan Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Sheshama Rabbi from his Rabbi. Rabbi Rabbi. Halach L'Moshe Mesinai. Shein Eliyahu Bom L'Tame U'L'Taher. He's not coming to Paskin Halachos. L'Racheik. He's not coming to throw people out of shul. Okay, he's not going to say, you're an Avarian, get out. Get out of the shul. U'L'Korev. He's not coming to tell people, go, this person should be the rabbi. This one should do this. Ella. He's coming, Ella, what is he coming to? Elo l'rachek ha-mikoy rovim b'zroya u'l'korev ha-meruchakin b'zroya. He's not coming, but what is he coming for? He's coming elo l'rachek, to distance, ha-mikoy rovim, with force, u'l'korev, to bring near, ha-meruchakin, those that are far away, with force. But I thought at first it said he's not coming she'ein elyo bolet ha-me u'l'taher l'rachek u'l'korev. He's not coming to play nice. He's coming. I don't know what this means. Rabbi Yehuda, maybe this says lekarev. He's coming lekarev avoloy lerachek. He's only coming to bring people near. He's not coming to distance. Rabbi Shimon Omer lahashvois hamachloikes. He's coming to. Doesn't say to make peace. He says lahashvois, to settle disputes. That's not the same thing as peace. Why not? The Melech Hamashiach is the one that makes peace. Lamarbe hamisra ulishaloim in kates. This expression of lamarbe hamisra ulishaloim in kates is said by who? By the Melech Hamashiach. Eliyo Hanavi is not coming to make peace. He's just coming lahashvois hamachloikas, to put an end to fighting. There's a very big difference between not fighting and shalom. The very world of a difference. You can settle a dispute, but I'm not inviting him to my child's wedding.
Cold peace.
So he's coming lachashvois hamachloikes. That's what Eliyahu Hanavi does. Then Mashiach will come, and he'll take it up one notch and bring shalom lemarbe hamisra uleshalom in kates. V'chacham, I mean, l'rachik l'lekarev, Allah says shalom b'olam. No. He says the Melech HaMashiach will make peace. Oh, what then is the purpose of the Melech HaMashiach? A different type of peace. There is u'l'shalom ein ketz. There is shalom, and there is u'l'shalom ein ketz. There are different madregos in peace. Right? There's a shalom with a vav, and there's a shalom without a vav. There are different types of peace. Shenemar, hinei anochi, sholech lecham esel yohanavi, yuheishel levavos albanav levan malavosam. So he's, we take out this chazal, and he's come to show over here, is that what it says here, levavos albanav levan malavosam, this is a shalom, this is peace. When there is a unity between the generations, that is called an example of peace. Next. This is what it says in Mesilas Yesharim. Zrizos, diligent. What's a good word? What's a good word for zrizos? A good translation word. Zrizos.
Zealous.
What?
Zealous.
Alacrity. No. Zealous. No. Zrizos.
Generally, is alacrity.
Alacrity. Okay. Alacrity. Zrizos mevila de nikiyos.
It means you got a lot of get up and go.
Vayashkem Avraham baboiker. It leads to nikiyos, cleanliness of the neshama. Nikiyos mevila de tohar, purity. Tohar mevila de kedusha, holiness. Kedusha mevila de anova, humility. Anova mevila de yiras chait. Yiras chait mevila de chasidus. Chasidus mevila de ruach hakodesh. Ruach hakodesh. So this is an amazing thing, that Eliyahu HaNavi is even the highest madrega. And they were, how do you know this? Tchias Ameis Lidei Eliyahu Zohar Latov. Tchsef Yidei Nechshel Lachem Eis Eliyahu HaNavi Lufay Bo Yom Hashem Hagol V'Hadira V'Heitzel Levavos Alban Levam Alvoisan. So therefore, we have over here first. This is what we said over here, is that there's going to be Tchias Ameis, and this is what Rashi said. That the Avos will come back and tell the children what's doing in the other world, or children will come back and tell the Avos what's going on in the other world. There's going to be Techiyas HaMeisim, and that will lead to Eliyahu HaNavi coming to guide us what to do. Next. Hinei Anochi Shlech Lachem Eis Eliyahu HaNavi Lufnei Boyim Hashem V'Kichi Osa Al Daidcha She'alacha Bia Eliyahu Misnabi Lachem. Of course, first is going to come. Of course it's going to come lufnei. It has to come first. Some, it means samuch lebiya. It means, it says, hinech l'nechshom eitz Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu will come lufnei boyayim. It wasn't going to come afterwards. So the answer is, Eliyahu HaNavi is going to come near. There's not going to be a gap. Don't think that Eliyahu HaNavi will come now, and then we're going to have to wait 50 years, 100 years, 1,000 years until the Melech HaMashiach. That's not the way it goes. Eliyahu HaNavi will come immediately before. Okay, right before. Lefi b'yom Hashem Shalom, Samach Libya. Lefi yishab oylem hazeh, hanekekin v'atacharus, it's competition. V'hamadivos quarreling mitzuyin, avol asa lova HaKadosh Baruch Hu oikran, u'mechaber kol halavavas kiyecha. In the future, there will be no competition. Now this is something that is very, very fascinating because this goes against the entire concept of economics. In economics, competition, kina tachadus is what keeps, it says a pasuk in Kohelas. It says, Shlomo HaMelech said that He looked at Kol Hamasim Tachas Hashemesh Vine Kinas Ish. I forgot the exact words. He surveyed the entire activity of humanity, and it's all Kinas Ish Meri. Something along those words, and it's all a matter of competition. Man competes, right? Yeah, you have the economy is stimulated by man's desire to outdo his friend, to produce a better product. People will buy from me, not from you. And that healthy competition is what keeps humanity moving in every dimension.
Brings prosperity.
Brings prosperity, brings purpose, it brings satisfaction. There's a very great value in the Yetzer Hara, in this thing called kina, a healthy kina. So we have a very big problem. And if la'asa lavoi, l'vishav olam hazeh hakinav atachlis v'amarivas mitzuyin, ava la'asa lavoi hakadosh baruch hu oikron, there's not going to be any kina. It goes against the whole modus operandi of this world, of the need to compete. The need. This is a healthy condition of the soul which keeps the world going. So obviously the world that's yet to come is going to be very, very different from anything that we are accustomed to. Okay, now.
Gemara mentions it in Kedushin. Was it mentioned that only one time, one situation where you don't have it is by a father and a son. The son is better than the father. The father's happy.
He's not jealous.
Right, he's not jealous. That's the only time not. He quotes it like everybody else is.
Right, that's true. Right, that's. Absolutely. All right, so this includes the Mamar Chazal. Maybe in honor of Mechol, we should look what it says over in the Maral, just very quickly. In honor of Mechol, end off with the Maral. Hinei Anoch, let's see if we can figure this out. Page 907 is the Maral. Perush HaMaral. Hinei Anoch Shadrach HaMisli Yonel Lufnei Boi Yom HaShem HaGadol HaNero. Shabbos Lufnei HaPesach Niko Shabbos HaGadol. The Shabbos before Pesach is called the Shabbos HaGadol. We have many, many reasons. And here is one of the reasons. The harbe devodim bo al zeh. There are many reasons as why it's called Shabbos Hagadol. The ein luch ocholoy marak lefi shemaftirin bo v'orva l'Hashem. Uvoy ksiv. The Maral says, I'll tell you the real reason. It's not because the first now Chazal say that it was on Shabbos when they took for themselves the Korban Pesach, the Korban Pesach. And it was a miracle. What was the miracle? That the Egyptians, they were instructed at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim to take a carbon 4 days before the Shechitas HaPesach. The Shechitas HaPesach is when? Is on Yud Dalet. So they took it on day 10. That year, day 10 was Shabbos. And the Seh was the Avodah Zarah, was the idol of the Egyptians. Nothing happened. What's another very popular reason? This reason I love this reason resonates with me is because it says about Pesach, you begin to count Sefirah Mimocharas HaShabbos. Pesach is called Shabbos. Sviras Omer begins on the day after Shabbos. What do you mean? Pesach is Shabbos. What about Shabbos Bereshis? Yes, Shabbos Bereshis is the Shabbos HaGodol. Because the coming week will be, Yudal will be Pesach Chag HaMatzos, which in the Torah's vocabulary is called Pesach. It's called Shabbos, as it says. You'll begin to count the Omer Mimocharas HaShabbos to show that there's a Shabbos of Yom Tov, and there's a Shabbos of Shabbos Bereishis, the Shabbos before we call the Shabbos HaGodol. The Shabbos before Pesach is the Shabbos HaGodol relative to the first day Pesach, which is the Shabbos HaKoton, because it's called Mimocharas HaShabbos. Okay, so there's really two reasons. Maral says, forget about those two reasons. I'll tell you the real reason why the Shabbos before is called the Shabbos HaGodol. Also, it's not because the rabbi gives a very big drasha.
Yeah, well,
the rabbi gives a drasha of God that is Godol, that's very long. No, it's because of the Haftorah. And in the Haftorah, it says, Hinei Nochir Shechem Eiselion Avilifnei Boyom Hashem HaGodol VeHanoira. It's Nikra Al Shem the Haftorah. Just like Shabbos Shuva. Before Yom Kippur, why is it called Shuva? Al Shem the Haftorah, Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. So there's a parallel to a word, a critical word that is found in the Haftorah. That's the mouse. So Shabbos Lufnei Pesach, Lufnei Shabbos Hagodol, 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 Yitzias Mitzrayim is called Godol. Why? Al Shem Gadlus Masav Hanoroim, the great things. Sha'asa Opal Kasha Yotzim Mitzrayim Lost Ula Asil La'olam Haba Yiknu Yisrael Oid Madrego Yisrael Yoina. It'll be whatever happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim. This is Maral language. Is just a prototype. It's just a dogma for what's going to be Lost Lavai. And just like there was an element of God of Gedula, of greatness with Yitzias Mitzrayim, when Mashiach will come, there will be even more greatness. Another element of Gadol. V'yasek l'shbaruch hu oid gidoylois. Other miraculous great things. I'll call gidoylois shanayros ash. I'll call nayros asher zochu yisrael l'madregos Yitzias Mitzrayim shasa gidoylo imohem. Just like they would zochu Yitzias Mitzrayim yitzkul l'madrega yisrael yenashiasi imohem gidol tzil mava. Olefichach Shabbos lufnei Pesach nikra Shabbos Hagadol ki al kol Shabbos hu me'ein v'zecher le'olam haba. Every Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shnikra Shabbos gam kein lufich divar Shabbos shehu koyde Pesach hu zecher le Shabbos Hagadol shu yom Hagadol v'hamera lufich she'oyz Shabbos Hagadol shehu olam haba ye la'asel koydem will be that Shabbos will be. All right, it's very esoteric.
One of the reason that they called it Ba'atim Ben Yud Nisan is when they crossed the Yarden also. So to make a differentiation between the two Shabbosos, was they, in other words, how come we call it Shabbos HaGadol? If they took the Korban Pesach on the 10th day of Nisan, we don't celebrate it on the 10th day of Nisan. We make the day Shabbos. So to make a differentiation between that Shabbos
and they entered into Eretz Yisrael.
That's one other reason given.
There are two elements. The fifth lashon. There are two different parts of Klal Yisrael. Right. There is the Yitzia of Mitzrayim and the entrance into Eretz Yisrael. Both took place on the 10th day. So leaving Mitzrayim is Godol relative to entering into Eretz Yisrael. Because leaving Mitzrayim, we became Hashem's servants. The land, the Holy Land, that's secondary to religion. Our commitment to Hashem, of being Hashem's Avodim, that is primary. Living in Eretz Yisrael relative to Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim is secondary. Shabbos HaGadol. Okay, last maral here. Elio Hanavi, Elio, Hinei Anoch Shalom Mitzvah Lelo Fim B'yim Hashem, Elio Hu Shliach L'Sakid Es Yisrael Ad Sheyu Misukonim El Hashem Yisparach V'yeh Hashem Yisparach Melech Alei Mizid Bepiras. V'chmoy Shabi Arim Yisrael Bogam Acher Ki Yev Shoy Yisrael B'Shiach Sheyigla B'meher V'imen Rak Im Elio Hanavi Zazal Shoy Yovoy L'Kasher U'L'Acheid as Yisrael Sheyu Echad Achar Kach Ruim Yisrael Higoel. Eliyahu HaNavi must come before to prepare us. Okay, I always like to leave you with this idea about Eliyahu HaNavi, the story I told you probably a few times, maybe something here, the Chalul Chazara. It's a very beautiful story about what it means Eliyahu HaNavi. It's a very beautiful story. There was a person who went to a Rebbe, and he told the Rebbe, Rebbe, there's one thing that I want. I want Gilui Eliyahu. I cannot live unless I merit to see Eliyahu HaNavi. They say that he's out there somewhere. He's out there. He's all over the place. Please, Rebbe, give me a bracha that I should be zoichet to see Eliyahu HaNavi. So the Rebbe said, nonsense, you're not the royal lekach, get out of here. He did not let up. Finally, the Rebbe said, okay, fine. I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to make the arrangements. Such people in this world can make arrangements. Eliyahu HaNavi is located, you have to go to a very, very far away place. It's a very long trip. I want you to go to this place in Yeneville, whoever it is. And this is back in the day when they didn't have planes and trains and all the technology. Horse and buggy. You got to go on horse and buggy. You have to go to this place. It's a very, very long trip. Go there and I give you a bracha. You'll be zoiche to see, to meet Eliyahu HaNavi. So he goes to his wife. His wife thinks he's crazy. He packs up a wagon with a wagon driver and they go. And it's the middle of the winter, and they're traveling for days, and finally, they go, and as they're traveling, on the way there, the wagon, the horse, their buggy breaks down. The wheel cracks. It's in the middle of the night, it's freezing cold, in the middle of nowhere, the wagon breaks, and they need some tools to fix the wagon, and they're really, really worried what's going to be. And they look out into the distance and they see a little teeny house and a little candle in the house. Oh, let's go there. They go there, they knock on the door, and a woman opens up the door and he tells her his predicament. He needs some tool. Yeah, I have over here. Go here, into the barn, you'll find some tools. He goes and he fixes the wagon. And as he's talking to this woman, he notices that she's all alone and she has these little children. And it looks like they're living in dire poverty and they don't have what to eat. So what does he do? After he finishes fixing his wheel on the wagon, he takes out some of his frozen Meal Mart meals that he has in his wagon. And he gives it to the woman. He sees that she doesn't have what to eat. He gives her some food. He gives it to her as a thank you. Gets into the wagon, he goes, he reaches the destination, he comes to the city, he looks around. Where is Eliyahu HaNavi? Doesn't see him. He waits around one day, maybe it's this guy, and someone in disguise, maybe it's one of the beggars, maybe it's the Gabbai, it's the Rav, the Shamas. No, it's not here. Waits, he has to go back. So after sticking around there for 1-2 weeks, whatever it is, he gets back in his wagon, he goes all the way back to the Rebbe. And it's Rebbe, I listened to you, I went. There's no Eliyahu HaNavi. You fooled me. So the Rebbe says, you met him. You just didn't realize it. You did see him. You did come in contact with him. Chaval for you. You met him. You thought, too bad for you. Rebbe, but it's not fair. Okay, I'll tell you what. Go again. And this time I give you a bracha. Not only will you meet Eliyahu HaNavi, you're going to know. Chaviva Yisera Shenoidas Loi. You'll even know that it's Eliyahu HaNavi. Okay? He tells his wife. She's not too happy. He packs up. He goes. He starts traveling. Again, still in the winter. And as he's traveling, as he passes by, this time the wheel is good on his wagon, but he sees from the distance, he sees that house. And he remembers the memory that the wagon broke and they went there and she helped him. She gave him some tools, whatever he needed. You know what? Let me stop off. She probably needs food. The same time when I passed her last time, they were starving. So I'll come, I'll give them some food again. So he stops off, parks the wagon in front of the house. He's about to knock on the door. And he can hear behind the door the little child saying to the mother, Mama, I'm hungry. I'm starving. The mother says, don't worry. Don't you remember a couple of weeks ago we were in the same situation? We were starving. And just as it got very difficult, all of a sudden, Eliyahu HaNavi knocked on the door and brought us food. That's what he heard as he was about to knock on the door. And he realized, I am Eliyahu HaNavi. I'm Eliyahu HaNavi, I'm a nobody. You're someone else's Eliyahu HaNavi. Every person is someone else's Eliyahu HaNavi. Every person needs Eliyahu HaNavi. And every person is someone else's What's the Yom Hashem? Every day is the Yom Hashem. Today is the Yom Hashem. Today is voting day. Election day. Hashem said Rabbi Michal yesterday, Eliyahu HaNavi, to tell us who to vote for. Rabbi Eliezer. Said Rabbi Eliezer, who to vote for? Hashem. Every single event that you have in your life is the Eliyahu HaNavi that's being sent lifnei the boy, the Yom Hashem. There's always an event that is significant, that is coming ahead of us. And Hashem is always preparing us in advance by sending every person a customized Eliyahu HaNavi, lifnei the boy Hashem haGadol v'haNora. Every day is a day that's Gadol v'haNora. There's the ultimate Gadol v'haNora of the Melech HaMashiach. That's the ultimate on the big scale for Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael needs an Eliyahu HaNavi that will come lifnei v'shirayim samuch. But on a microscopic level, every person is a microcosm of Klal Yisrael. With Eliyahu, with Melech HaMashiach, the salvation, with a hachon, a preparation for what's coming. Okay, what can I say? We're finishing now here, Malachi. Also, it's been quite an experience. I really am humbled at being in the presence of the people here in the Shir who have achieved this. It's the fact that there's a desire, a thirst, a will to come and learn is what made this, which makes it possible for all of us, and it is really an accomplishment that's beyond belief. Mamish went from beginning to Bli Ayin Hara, but I mean we went Mamish from beginning to end, every single pasuk we've Kamak read every single. Every single we do the Ibn Ezra, he's going to really have tightness on us.
You didn't spend enough time on the
Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra is not going to be happy with us, that's for sure. The Ibn Ezra. But can I know, but it's really Baruch Hashem, we not went through. And all I can say is that the Trey Asa and Shammai, we always say when we finish one of them, we said that we have tightness on him. In Shammayim, we learned his words, he has to reciprocate. He has to reciprocate and come and help us. Be a male tzioisher. Well, now we have a whole team. We have Ein Doime, the Achdus of 12. We have a whole team, 12 of them. And we're mamish with Teveya. We can be Teveya, why not? It doesn't hurt. We can be Teveya, that the 12 Nevi'im that we have spent together learning their holy words, humbling ourselves before their powerful message, the Yira Shemayim, they should together be a male tzioisha for the entire Klal Yisrael and us, Pesachim, and to bring for every single person here and in Klal Yisrael, Yeshuais, Nechamois, Refuais, Beseres Toivois, good news, bracha, and success. They should be mispal that Hashem should be male kol mishalos libenu le'toyva. So years of that, we're not really done yet. We're not done yet, Rabbi Yisrael. We're gonna have more to speak about the Trei Asar. We have to make a siyum at some point in time. And I do want to follow up on some things about, you know, a little bit more follow up on some things about the Trei Asar. There are some things that are general concepts about the Trei Asar, but it's not for now. And Yerushalayim, we're going to definitely follow up a little bit more at other times. But in the immediate future, tomorrow, in Yerushalayim, Hashem Mabalim L'Toiva, is the Yoyim HaGadol V'HaNoida. We're going to start tomorrow, Tehillim.
And if you didn't pay your $20 for the Sefer Tehillim, please.
Okay, and anyone,
you want to take home,
anyone here, if we come into the shul, come take, please take, or getting even, ordering even more. in the back of the room here in the Young Israel of Midwood, in the back room, as everyone put them online, everyone sure knows, in the back room, on the left side, on the wall, on the bookcase, you will see there are Tehillim. Okay, so you can take, come and take, if you're at home, you can take one home. So it'll be much easier for us to follow along, and don't worry, we have plenty of copies. Plenty of copies, and okay, if anyone wants to contribute, it's $20 a copy, then whatever, don't know about the money. But they're here in the room, and please come take it home so we can follow along. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll stop and take a short break. Mazel tov to everyone. Mazel tov.